God bless us all.
Amen.
My question is, how do you suggest or what's your thoughts on dealing with automatic negative people in the context that when we're trying to do the conversation, everything that you say is automatically turned to a negative, and if your phrase or conversation is negative, all it does is fulfill their negative aspirations, and to the point that everything gets perceived as that you have alternate methods or meanings to whatever you're saying.
Yeah. I understand what you're asking. There's a lot of different ways I could answer this. In the context of a Q&A, I'm going to have to just focus in on one approach that I think will be helpful to you. And to illustrate, actually, I'm going to bring the next person on. But don't worry, sir, I'm going to answer your question. You're just going to see I'm going to use this next person to illustrate.
Hi, Mort. It's Irene.
Okay. Eileen or Irene?
Irene.
Irene. Okay. Hello, Irene.
Hi.
So Irene and I are on the phone. Now, I don't know really who Irene is. I don't know what her agenda is. I don't know what her question is. I don't know whether she likes me or not. Let's just assume for discussion purposes that Irene is not very warm to me. Let's say she's pretty negative, and she doesn't really want us to have a good relationship or a good encounter. So what I'm going to do here is I am going to control the conversation. And the way I control the conversation is by having it in mind that this is not going to be a dialogue. Now, if I want to connect with Irene, I want to look forward one day to a dialogue, because let's be honest, when in a connected relationship, in a loving relationship, you have to be a good listener, there has to be a dialogue, there has to be give and take. But I'm concerned right now because Irene, she wants to divorce me, and she's having an affair, and she's gonna sabotage this conversation. So I want to be very careful. I'm not going to ask her a question, because if I ask her a question, that essentially is giving her the baton in the conversation. And she's going to take it, and she's going to smash me over the head with it. She's going to take that question. She's going to say, why do you want to know? Or you're so controlling, or I don't have to tell you that, or who cares? We're getting divorced. So I'm not going to ask her a question. Not only am I not going to ask her a question, but notice how there's not a moment for her to jump in to the conversation right now. I'm hardly even pausing long enough so that she could even find a way in. Now, if she were really strong and really courageous and willing to be really obnoxious, she could interrupt me and jump in and try to steal the baton from me. But not too many people will do that. If you have control of the conversation and you don't ask questions and you don't give too much of a pause to let them in, and if you make what you're saying short enough, which I'm not doing a very good job of now because what I need to explain takes a little longer than what you would necessarily need to share with your spouse. So I'm going on for a couple of minutes here. But in your case, sir, what you want to do is you want to come to the encounter with a plan, with an agenda, with a topic, with a story or a joke or something. You want to get in there. You want to grab control of the conversation. Don't ask questions. Don't leave space. Share what you plan to share. Share it with energy. Share it with enthusiasm. Share it with a smile. And right now, you can see that I've got a smile on my face. You can feel that I have energy, more energy than I had when I first introduced myself because I came from baseball practice with my son. I was feeling a little draggy. But I knew once I got some questions, I would start to get into it. You can probably hear that I'm pacing. My hands are up in the air. I've got passion. I've got energy. I've got interest. I'm with you. I'm excited. I'm happy to be doing this call. I think I'm being helpful. And I am controlling right now, totally in control of the feeling and the tone and the energy of my conversation with Irene. And I'm in control of that energy and that tone because of the way I'm handling the conversation. Now, the truth is that I don't fear Irene. I would expect that, like most of you, you are favorable toward me and have no intention of, you know, sabotaging the energy on this conference call. So I don't mind speaking slower and pausing and giving Irene a chance to come in. And at some point in a minute or two here, I'm even going to invite Irene to come in. I'm going to say, hello, Irene, what's your question? And we're going to talk because I don't have her. But if I did, as I was just illustrating over the last few minutes, I could handle my conversation with her in just the way that I did. And by the way, let's go back to assuming that Irene is negative. I could hang up right now. I mean, in other words, I could, after I had control of what I wanted to have control over and said what I wanted to say, I could exit the conversation. I could leave the room. I could hang up the phone. I could click off of her. I mean, you know, usually if you plan it, if you have this concept in mind and you don't make the mistake of going for too much too fast, what I mean by that is, don't, if you know that they're going to try to sabotage and be negative in every conversation, then don't go for a dialogue. Just go for a quick positive monologue and use them, along with all the other principles and practices that I'm teaching, to try to build some goodwill and create some positive energy.